we inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
Sacred honor is the courage to speak truth, to live out your free speech.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for joining me on this Thursday. I don't know if it's overkill or not, but now you've got me 3 days in a row. This might, well, should not become a habit. Filling in for Walker yesterday. Of course, Walker and I got to do it together on Tuesday. Now, normally, if you're a new listener, we break this down this way. You get Walker on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you get me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's our typical deal. But once in a while, we get to bring the program to you together. And then, of course, we fill in for each other when things are going crazy. We're both on the road a lot right now. There is so much happening in the country. This is such a great time to be alive. If you are listening this afternoon, and you have not realized the amazing moment in history that sits right before you, that you have the chance to take advantage of, I hope we can wake you up this afternoon. And if you're listening this afternoon and you're kind of on the fence because you've been super excited for the last couple of months, 3-4 months, and now you're frustrated because they're not doing everything that we want them to do, then I hope you'll stay tuned in as well. Because I want us to be practical about this. We've got to be reasonable about this. And we've got to be measured. We've got to recognize God never gives you the whole enchilada all at once. It's just not that easy. It's not the way he operates. Go back to the Old Testament. How did the children of Israel get the promised land? One inch at a time, man. They had to fight for it. They had to conquer here and then conquer there. They had to team up. They had to go help people, their brothers that they didn't like. You know, I mean, lock shields with a tribe that they really didn't care too much for. Sound familiar? I mean, listen, folks, the worst thing you can do right now, and I'm hearing some of this already, the worst thing you can do right now is be like the 10 spies that came back from the promised land. Oh, it's just too hard. You know, giants are too big. Cities are too fortified. They're just not doing everything that we want, so we give up. We go home. We can't do it. You want to wander around the wilderness for 40 years, folks? I think we've kind of been doing that, actually. I don't know about you. I'm ready to step into the promised land. I'm ready to take ground back. I'm ready to fight for it. And I think we're actually 40 years later from all that whining and whimpering and snowflake complaining. And we're at the point where the other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, finally got to do what they were willing to do 40 years before. I mean, I'm not quite 80. Okay, I'm not Caleb age yet, but I got a little bit of that Caleb spirit in me right now. And I'm like, give me the toughest mountain. Let's go, baby. Let's go. This is our moment. This is an amazing time to be alive. And what I mean by that is this perfect storm. If you can't see it, let me lay it out for you. There is a perfect storm occurring right now where not only do you have an American people with an appetite for big change, and not only do you have the timing for the country where the conversation, the celebrations, the 250th anniversary of everything this year, and again, of course, next year for the Declaration of Independence, where there's just this focus, there's this constant reminder of the beginnings of America. So there's all these conversations happening right now where, you know, a couple months ago, it's the 250th of Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech. Great opportunity to talk about what he was calling for. Great opportunity to talk about his opening lines regarding civil discourse and how you have to be willing to have a conversation. As he said, according to the magnitude of the subject, ought to be the freedom of the debate. You got to be willing to have civil discourse. So it was a great opportunity on the 250th of Henry's speech to remind everybody of that, especially on the heels of 4 years of the Gestapo of America, the FBI at the time, preventing free speech and a White House willing to collude with the gatekeepers of the tech industry that really controlled the narrative in America. On the heels of that, to celebrate a speech that would help to spark the revolution, and the beginning of that speech talking about the importance of civil discourse, what a great teaching opportunity. Well, it's not over just because we're past March 23rd. We need to talk about it all year long, right? April 19th, we just celebrated the 250th of the shot heard around the world, the 250th of Paul Revere's ride. What an opportunity. What an opportunity to talk about. Why do we know Paul Revere's name? I mean, there were multiple Midnight Riders. There were Midnight Riders actually even later in the war, the next year or 2 years later, Sybil Ludington, 16-year-old Midnight Rider that actually was much more successful than even Paul Revere. Rode three times as far, rode in a storm, had to fight off muggers, mustered up almost 500 men, didn't get caught like Paul Revere. I mean, she was way better. Anyway, tell stories like that too. But why Paul Revere? Why do we know his name? I mean, I know the simple answer people will give is the poem. We know his name because of the poem and yada yada. No, the reason we know Paul Revere's name is because Paul Revere knew which doors to knock on. Paul Revere knew who the other patriots were because he was part of the group that had instigated the whole thing, and he knew who the other patriots were that were leading the cause and that would answer the cause, and he knew that the pastor was the epicenter, the church was the epicenter of the community, and the pastor's house was ground zero. So that's why he's riding to Jonas Clark's house, Pastor Jonas Clark. That's why he's getting there, because Sam Adams and John Hancock are at the pastor's house. Well, what a great lesson. See, we ought to be talking about this so that pastors that are listening will go, wow, I wonder if there was a major crisis in America right now, would people come to my house? Would they come to our church? If there's a hurricane in our area wiping out entire neighborhoods, would our church be ground zero for gathering supplies and meeting the needs of the community? If there was an attempt, I mean, I know this sounds crazy, wouldn't possibly happen in America, but if there was an attempt in our education system, in our local schools, to indoctrinate children with a Marxist philosophy that hates God, if there was an attempt to groom children into sexual exploitation in our neighborhood, would our church step up to answer that and respond to that and stop that evil? Would I, as a pastor, be the guy that people were calling, or would they see us as weak? Would they see us as irrelevant? Would they see us as a church that would shut down for a year during a virus that you got a 99.9% chance of survival? You know, pastors, got to ask yourself, are you relevant or not? So when you tell the story of Paul Revere and you tell the story of where he was going and why Jonas Clark was at the epicenter of this thing and why it was his men, the pastor's men, that were the ones lined up on the Lexington Green for the shot heard around the world, and that it was under his orders and his teaching that those men would not be the ones to fire first, because as Captain Parker said that morning, don't fire unless fired upon. Why? Where'd that come from? That's just war theory. That's biblical right of armed self-defense, not offense, self-defense. So in other words, Parker was telling them what Pastor Jonas Clark had taught them all along biblically. You absolutely have the right to defend yourself with deadly force, but you don't have the right to start things. You don't have the right to be the ones to fire first, to instigate this thing. Anyway, we could do this all day long. We're going to have so many opportunities. Okay, next month, I got to make sure I remember, June 16th will be a big one, Bunker Hill. We're going to have the 250 at the Bunker Hill. We're going to talk about Dr. Joseph Warren. Probably he would have been known as the greatest orator of the Revolution, even more so than Patrick Henry, if he hadn't been killed at Bunker Hill right at the beginning of this thing. Phenomenal story. His speeches at the Old South Meeting House there on the anniversaries of the Boston Massacre are some of the greatest oratory in history. It's phenomenal. Ronald Reagan even quoted from Joseph Warren, one of those two speeches, whenever Reagan was inaugurated in 81. Incredible stuff. So we have the opportunity next month to bring that back to life, to have an excuse to talk about it and to share it with people. And then of course, July 4th will be this year, the 249th, and then spend the entire next year preparing for the 250th. What an amazing opportunity. So what I mean by the perfect storm is that the calendar is lining up to have people focus on it. The White House and the largest bullhorn in the world is bringing attention to it. President Trump's going to give a speech on this Monday. Everybody be ready for his Memorial Day speech. He's going to talk about the 250th and kick things off for the preparation and the organizing and all of those things. And so, you know, to have a White House that's not only supportive of pomp and circumstance and waving the flag and doing the parades and the celebrations, but is supportive of why we are celebrating this, what we are celebrating. In other words, a White House that is willing and able to emphasize the principles of the Declaration, not just talk about this is the 250th of the Declaration coming up in 409 days, but actually talk about the principles and what it is that we're celebrating. President Trump's going to be emphasizing faith moments in American history all throughout the next year and a couple of months. I mean, this is incredible what we have. And we saw a little taste of it in Easter. I mean, that was remarkable to see the White House literally proclaiming the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I mean, we all kind of were, I don't know about you, I was goosebumps, pincing myself, literally tearing up because we had the largest bullhorn in the world proclaiming the gospel from the highest levels of government that exist. So what a perfect storm. What a perfect storm. And then, of course, the last piece of that perfect storm is you and me. We have been positioned perfectly to take advantage of this opportunity. I believe Patriot Academy God gave us that vision to start that 25 years ago for this moment right now. To be doing all the things we've done for 25 years for this moment right now. To have all the 30,000 coaches we've got across the country teaching these classes and gathering people in their communities for this moment right now. So that those coaches could be the beginning of what's going to be a 490-day sprint towards the 250th. And American Family Association was started initially to battle, specific battles in the country for morality. But now, all of those years later, what Don Wildman and the Wildman family have been doing all these years, I believe, has prepared us for exactly this moment, to have this bullhorn, this microphone right in front of me right now to be able to talk to you about this. I believe Wall Builders was started all those years ago by David and Cheryl Barton to educate us and prepare us for this very moment, to for me to be able to learn at his feet for the last 25 years and bring that stuff to life. Glenn Beck and David Barton teaming up and American Journey Experience and Moms for Liberty and Moms for America. And you just go down the list. All of these groups, I believe, have been prepared by God for this moment, for this harvest that's going to happen over the next 409 days. That's why we're going to be pushing this thing called Rebuild Liberty. I've got Rebuilding Liberty, a blueprint for Rebuilding Liberty just in time for the 250th. I've got about over 100 groups that are teaming up to implement this blueprint, and dozens of them at the Patriot Academy campus today. I'm going to be meeting with them tonight and kicking this thing off, and we're going to have this new course, Rebuilding Liberty, just in time for America's 250th. We're going to have that course ready to launch on July 4th. And so we're encouraging you to be prepared to host a class in your home or at your church that weekend of July 4th. Fourth is on a Friday, so sometime that week or that weekend, be ready to kick off your class. And one of the ways that I think is going to be a really cool way to get this thing going is to go see the movie The American Miracle. Our nation is no accident. We're going to have the producers of that coming on when we come back from the break and talk about how this movie was made and the message of this movie and why it's so important at this moment, at this time. Exactly the same thing I've been saying. I think their whole plan, their whole preparation was God ordained to be a piece of this puzzle to inspire people. That's what we're really good at Patriot Academy, inspiring patriotism. We do that by bringing history to life. Well, to bring history to life, you need good tools. So we do that with Chasing American Legends, our reality show. We do that with our Constitution classes, with our campus where people come and get to go through a legislative simulation. Well, movies like The American Miracle do the same thing. They inspire patriotism because they tell the stories. And I'm telling you, I've seen this movie. When you go through it, basically brings to life and documents for you in a cinematic way the very same stories that David Barton and I have been telling for 20 years. It's going to be cool. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It's going to bring it to life, and we're going to encourage people to just flood the theaters on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. And fortunately, we'll get the backstory when we come back from the break and talk about who's in the movie and what they're going to cover and how they did the reenactments and just kind of how this whole thing came together. But I want you to get your mind around a 409-day sprint from right now today. I'm not taking a vacation. I'm going to encourage you not to, unless you're taking your vacation to come to the Patriot Academy campus and go through the Patriot Experience and get trained to even go back home in your community and do even more. And we talked yesterday about the 222. What are we asking you for? 2 hours a week, 2% of your fortune, and 2 times a week posting to put your reputation on the line, but posting to Rebuild Liberty. Well, here's a great thing to post. This movie is going to be an excellent way to spend your 222 this week. All right, stay with us, folks. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. We'll be right back.
AFA Stream is your source for inspirational, informational, educational, and entertainment video content from American Family Association. You'll find documentaries like Culture Warrior, Don Wildman, and The Battle for Decency.
Television in those days would be considered extremely mild as to what's available today.
You can access educational curriculum like Body of Evidence.
And there the Lord says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them.
You'll find titles like Life is a Civil Right from the AFA Cultural Institute.
If you're Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece and you were tricked, my goodness, how many more were tricked?
Much of the content is free to everyone. Great commission partners can see even more. And content is being added, so your options are increasing. Visit stream.afa.net and see what you like. AFA Stream, streaming video from American Family Association. This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Rick Green.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me today. We're talking about coming up to the 250th, the things you can do to make this celebration not just be fading, fizzling fireworks, but actually be the rebuilding of the foundation for the nation that'll last for generations to come. And one of the things we're going to do is bring history to life and educate Americans on what we're actually celebrating. What are the principles that made this thing work in the first place and literally be a miracle? And the movie The American Miracle is coming out in just 2 weeks. It's going to be in theaters 2 weeks from today. And fortunately for us, we have a couple of the producers online with us, Rolf Ogstroz and Tim Mahoney. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on and thanks for doing the movie.
Hey, Rick, well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man, the timing's perfect. I mean, of course, y'all knew this, I'm sure, but people are more interested in this kind of thing than ever before. And so I thought first, before we even talk about the release and how to get people to the theaters, and of course, let me give the website out, AmericanMiracleMovie.com, AmericanMiracleMovie.com. I'm always curious in these projects of just, I know how hard it is to get a project like this made. So for the first few minutes here, just tell me the story of what it took to get this thing done, how long y'all have been working on it. You brought some great people together for this.
Well, I knew Michael Medved and had been talking, and actually I was praying about telling different kinds of stories because we really don't have good stories today in movies. And I felt led to move more into heroic stories, stories of virtue. And Michael then had written a book called The American Miracle. In fact, Ralph has a copy of that book sitting in front of him there. And he asked me if I would help him turn his book, it's a New York Times bestseller, into a film. And I prayed about it and then brought a team together with Rolf Ogstroz and Doug Maddox. And we had a donor that helped fund this film. And that's how it all came together. And then you're right. We have a great cast. We've got Pat Boone playing Thomas Jefferson. And we've got Nicole C. Mullins playing a role, Mumbet Freeman. Kevin Sorbo's in the movie. We've got a lot of great actors. If I start naming them all, I'll miss them. But it's a huge cast of about 80 people in the film, and then about 300 extras. There's battle scenes. There's the crossing of the Delaware. There's all sorts of activity in this film telling God's providential hand in the founding of our nation.
Love it. What do you think? I mean, you just, I think, gave it away, but telling God's providential hand in the founding of our nation, what's the takeaway? What are you hoping will happen as people, you know, as the credits are rolling at the end? What are you hoping is the I guess, most impact on the person watching the movie?
Well, I think that people will see that there is historical evidence that God supernaturally brought this nation into being, and much of it happened in even George Washington's personal life, and then he went on to lead the nation. But we weren't supposed to win this war in the American Revolution 250 years ago, but God allowed it to come together, and there's a pattern of evidence of God supernaturally protecting this nation throughout history. And what I think the takeaway is it goes back to do not forget God, that God helped us and God guided us, and we cannot forget God. And there's a warning in this film towards the end, do not forget the God who brought this nation together.
Well, and also, Rick, you know, historically, if our nation was not a product of coincidence and happenstance, and this history just didn't sort of happen just on a free roll. That implies that there is agency and purpose and a goal to the way that our nation was started. And that places a large responsibility on us to continue to perpetuate and fulfill that plan and that goal.
Rolf, I love that, man. That is the that's the parable of the talents part of this, right? We've been given this gift, this duty, this responsibility. Are we going to bury it and be the wicked and slothful servant, or are we going to work it and live it and multiply it and preserve it and do the things that we've been called to do? I love that, man. You really just set up. I mean, that's the reason for this emphasis over the next 409 days. I think people are, man, I'm feeling it out there as I'm going and talking to groups. I mean, there's more and more people that are accepting that and saying, yes, now tell me what to do, which is why we're going to do the whole Rebuilding Liberty thing. But I think you guys are going to wake them up even more and give them that sort of that inspiration through the stories. I mean, even just the Battle of the Monongahela thing with Washington at 23, and, you know, David Barton kind of brought this story to life for everybody 20 years ago with audio, with Dean Jones and that sort of thing. And then we did a reality show 10 years ago where we went and investigated that story and reenacted it with Brad Stein and had a great, you know, I'm talking like homeschool reenactment here with paintball guns and him dressed up and doing it in a funny way. You guys do it in a dramatic way where we can finally envision what it was like to be there in that, you know, wilderness outside of Pittsburgh. Talk about that a little bit, because that, like you said, that you tell part of Washington's story in order to show this guy was being prepared for 20 years later to accept the role of being the general.
Well, what's interesting about that is we went to the location of the battle. So we were actually at Fort Frederick, you know, where this battle happened, and we actually got the participants, the descendants of the Native American tribe that was in the battle. They're representing the Native Americans in this film.
Oh, that's cool.
Dressed, and we had authentic. Everything's authentic as much as we could make it. We had Jim Gallagher, a film historian, help us with all this. So that scene there, like you said, watching it and seeing how it happened, we felt very compelled to keep everything authentic because we're telling a forgotten story, a story of God's providential hand guiding and protecting Washington and in many cases the Continental Army, and I think that this is such an inspiring film to inspire us then, as you were saying and as Rolf brought up, what are we called to do? We're called to be we have a calling as a nation.
Well, and also, Rick, just to give you a little behind the scenes peek behind the curtain, we shot the Battle Monongahela scene on the very first day of production. So we were just getting into it. It was sweltering heat in the 90s outdoors. We were shooting in the middle of the woods at Fort Frederick, Maryland. We had over 200 people on set, including cast, crew, 5 cameras rolling simultaneously. We had armorers. We had a stunt coordinator. All these guys and ladies in wool uniforms, authentic wool uniforms on a 90-plus degree heat day. And it went as smoothly as any other day of production. So we saw that as a sign of providence in and of itself.
Oh, man, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, and of course, I mean, talk about applicable today. When Butler, Pennsylvania happened and Trump gets up with that bullet through his ear, instantly I thought about when we did that reality show 10 years ago that we had found this letter from Washington to his brother. He wrote 2 letters that next day after the battle, one to his mom and one to his brother. And the one to his brother, he said he didn't tell his mama this, but he told his brother, the bullets were whizzing past my ear and it sounded like music to my ears. I thought, whatever, if you're in a battle and that's your response, you're God ordained. And if you get up after being shot in the ear and say, fight, 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 you're God ordained. And I had kind of denied that. I know we're not supposed to be getting political here on this, but it was just, if I hadn't had that history of the Battle of Monongahela and that incident and Washington's own words like that, I don't think the whole Butler thing would have had as big of an impact on me as it did. But anyway, the movie is going to be out in theaters. So this is not just online or streaming. You can actually go watch this in the movie theaters. Tell us about that. That'll be a 3-day release initially in June, and that's June 9th, right?
Yeah, it is. It's June 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's a limited run initially, and it's really worthwhile to see this movie in a movie theater on a big screen with a great surround sound system, because it's a big epic movie. Yeah. I mean, just because of the cast and the action and the battle scenes and cannons and guns and horses and I mean, just all of it is so spectacular, including an original soundtrack that we recorded with the Symphony Orchestra last fall. It's just a spectacular experience, and I know Tim can add to my enthusiasm about it.
Yeah, it is spectacular, and I think it's important, too, that I'm going to use the word vote. It's important that we vote for this film by going to see it, because it lets the world know that these types of films are important, these types of stories are important, and there's virtue in this film. And it tells the story of what we fought for. And I don't know if anyone knows this, but they did a survey of college students, 3,500 college students, and I believe this last year, and 70% of them would not pass a citizenship test.
Right.
And so we're in a terrible place right now, and people do not know. It's a forgotten story. And that's why this film will actually, we created it so that you could understand the basic understanding of what happened in the American Revolution, why it happened, what we fought for, and then what came out of it, which I know is very important to many of your listeners, is the Constitution. And Robert George incredibly speaks into that our rights didn't come from a king or from some ideology. They came from the book of Genesis, when we realized that we were made in the image of God, and that we are created and endowed by our Creator. So it's an amazing film.
The opportunity here to inspire more than just a moment of education or inspiration, but actually move to action and take advantage of the 250th is just beautiful. It's part of that perfect storm I was talking about in the first segment. And to watch this and then turn around and say host a Constitution class in your community, or you know, get involved with the planning of a big celebration for the 250th next year, or get your Sunday school class to go through some sort of course that's talking about citizenship, like our biblical citizenship class or somebody else's. But I mean, do something along those lines. I think the opportunity is just awesome. I think it really is the perfect storm. And you know, guys, y'all are in the middle of this all the time, and so we've talked about it offline, but the need for the Christian community to step into the entertainment space more and more and more and more is critical. That's a big part of why the left was able to take over every major institution in America, is they took over entertainment. So they became the high priest of information, if you will, and started teaching people values in a 2-hour movie. So the fact that you guys are in this space, that you devoted your lives, your fortunes, your sacred honor to using this medium to bring these values back is huge. Talk to me a little bit about that. Just your really the purpose of this long term.
Well, I worked originally with the Billy Graham Association, and I didn't go to movies when I was a kid, but I went and saw a movie by Billy Graham called The Hiding Place, and that God called me to film, and God called our whole team, Ralph as well. And you see, He created us. The Lord has created us for story. And that's why if you corrupt story, you can change an entire nation. Yep. And what's happened is we've had the last 50, 60 years where they've corrupted story. The moral center of good has been flipped upside down. So that's why these types of films are so important, is because it is true. There is there's a historically forgotten story that is virtuous about our nation, and there's a lot of pressure against that story. So this is the reason why this film is important. That's why we want people to come and see it. You know, if they go to AmericanMiracleMovie.com, AmericanMiracleMovie.com, they can see a trailer, learn about it. There's resources there as well that they can post on their social media if they go to the resource tab, and they can buy tickets now. That's the other part of it. And invite their Sunday school class, invite their family. It's an amazing opportunity to share the forgotten story of our founding.
Doesn't God,
Rick,
have a
sense of
humor?
Questions, you know, that I get asked.
You were a kid, but you do now. You're making movies now. Did you hear the same thing I did as a kid? The TV's the devil's box. Was it called that in your church? Yeah. All right. Sorry, Rolf. I cut you off. But I just think God's sense of humor is funny here.
No. That's a good point. No, the point I wanted to make was, you know, one of the questions that I get asked a lot is, oh, so you guys made a Christian movie. And I always respond to that question in the same way. No, we didn't make a Christian movie. We made a true movie. A movie that represents the accurate story of American history. The difference between what we made and what many others make is the fact that we don't sweep the Christian and theistic aspects of true history under the rug. We don't obscure them. We don't hide them. We don't misrepresent them or turn them around. We present them the way that they were. Including, Rick, as you know, Ben Franklin delivered that beautiful soliloquy in the Constitutional Convention that turned the whole trajectory of the Constitutional Convention around. Ben Franklin gets called a deist every day, but he spoke powerfully about prayer. And we have that soliloquy in the movie exactly the way that James Madison recorded it in his minutes of the Constitutional Convention.
Yeah, man. He quotes 11 or 12 Bible verses in that speech. If you go through the whole thing and to leave that out of our history, what you guys are doing is we share this love of giving the good, the bad, and the ugly. You tell the whole story, and of course, I think we should emphasize the good, but we don't leave out the bad and the ugly. We don't gloss over that stuff. We tell the whole story. But the fact that most of these kids today haven't been told the good. They've been taught to hate their own nation. I don't know of another country that's ever done that, but we did. We let Marxism take over in our education system and teach them to hate their own nation and hate each other. And this helps to kind of erase that and say, wait a minute, you're blessed. Red, white, yellow, black, or brown, you're blessed to live in this nation, and this miracle has made your life better, and you have a chance to perpetuate that miracle for future generations. Absolutely essential to do this, and I appreciate how you guys did this, and the fact that you're doing more than this, right? It's going to go beyond the movie. You're going to get people to take action steps and be engaged in what they're doing. When we come back from the break, I was wondering if you guys, is there a way for people to help add theaters or do watch parties or that kind of thing? I want y'all to kind of tell us how to multiply this. How do we force multiply this and grow the impact? I'm not in the middle of, I haven't done this before, so I don't know. You guys can tell me, but I've always been told that if you have if more people are showing up in those first days, in that first weekend, that you can get that more theaters can be added, or at least those theaters will continue it. So just kind of talking about a little bit of that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to be critical, I think, for us to reach more people. I think you're going to have a great opening, and we're certainly going to push all of our coaches and Patriot Academy crowd, American Family crowd, and all of that to go see it. But we want to get past that crowd, the numbers looking good, to then force multiply it out there to the general audience that doesn't know. They don't know any of these stories. They've been lied to, and we want them to get exposed to this, as you just said, Ralph, the truth. Again, it's not a Christian movie, it's just a movie. It's just truth. It's just teaching the things that we should have been teaching in the classroom all along. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls as well. 888-589-8840 is the phone number, 888-589-8840. And we want to make sure you're marking your calendar, everybody, so make sure that you are ready for this. It'll be June 9th, 10th, and 11th. You're going to have a great time seeing this movie, and we'll talk more about it when we come back. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Rick Green.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. Appreciate you staying with us today. Ralph Ogstroh and Tim Mahoney with us. New movie coming out, The American Miracle. The date is June 9th is the start of it. It'll be a three-day run in theaters across the country, June 9th, 10th, and 11th only. You can get tickets right now at the website AmericanMiracleMovie.com and find out which theaters are playing it in your area. Guys, I was saying before the break, you know how important it is for people to be there on these days. Ralph, you pointed out, of course, just the pleasure of seeing the movie on the big screen, and it's more entertaining and powerful. And then also, as you were saying, Tim, it's a vote. You're voting with your dollars for the movie to get more of them like this. And then also, is there a chance to extend? Can we get it in more theaters after that, or keep it going longer in the theaters?
Our prayer has been that we could have so many people come to this film, and we're going to we're praying that they'll extend it then. We're praying for all the way through to the 4th of July. That's our prayer, to have this thing catch the nation, because when people have seen it, all types of people, they say, I never knew any of this. And I think that's the truth of it. People don't know our history. They don't know our founding. And once you know, you can't forget. And it changes you as a person. And you realize, as Michael Medved, who's the author of the book, that we will become thankful for what we have. There's nothing else like it. And we're in danger of losing it.
Amen.
And Rick, if people go to the website, AmericanMiracleMovie.com, enter their zip code and see that the movie isn't playing in their immediate vicinity, they can call their local theater or their local multiplex and ask them to carry the movie. We're being distributed by Fathom Entertainment, which distributes to every major movie theater across the country, literally thousands of theaters. So it should be playing in every community. And if someone sees that it's not, they should call their local theater. And as some commercials for other things say, demand that they show it.
Tim, go ahead.
I was going to say AmericanMiracleMovie.com. And there's also a place to sign up. And they can get a hold of us through the email system as well, because we're trying to add theaters every day. There's different ways to be able to do that. But once again, this is a providential film, I think, at a providential time.
Yeah, and Rick, also, let's remember, you know, as you mentioned, next year's the 250th anniversary of our nation. That's a really big deal. Yeah. And even the president has said that he wants to make it a year-long celebration and jubilee. We see this movie as an opportunity to really enter into that space, into that season of celebrating our nation and our country with the true story of our history. So we would encourage everyone to go see it.
AmericanMiracleMovie.com, AmericanMiracleMovie.com. You can get your tickets there. You can find out which theaters have it close by. You can also just look at who all's in it. Lots of interesting characters on the scholars and commentators. I mean, Richard Dreyfuss, Joseph Ellis. You got all kinds of cool people in here. You're missing the two best experts on this, which is David Barton and Rick Green. But that's okay, because you can take the in-depth class after the movie and go through Biblical Citizenship in Modern America or Constitutional Live or the new Rebuild Liberty course. And we're going to be working with these guys to get people to watch the movie, The American Miracle, and then go through one of the courses. So we'll be talking about that all throughout the next few weeks as well. Phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589. Tim, Roth, God bless you guys. Keep it up. Looking forward to a huge opening on June 9th all over the country.
Rick, thank you
very much.
God bless you as well.
You bet. Have a good one. All right, folks, call in now, 888-589-8840 with your comments, questions, or insults. Only headline I'm going to have time to get to today, of course, is this this horrible murder in D.C. where, you know, listen, I was listening to the news segment right before the show started, and of course, everybody's, you know, well, how could this happen? Why is this happening? What would cause someone to do this? Folks, you plant the seeds of evil and hatred and literally encouraging people to do this kind of thing, and you're going to get that result. Whatever you put in, whatever seeds you put in, you're going to get that fruit out on the other side of the equation. And the way that people have lied about the Jewish people, lied about the state of Israel, lied about the moral equivalency between Hamas and Israel, those people have blood on their hands in this case. This young, beautiful couple, literally just about to be engaged or just got engaged, can't remember. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And every one of those people out there that supported the anti-Israel and anti-American hatred from Hamas on college campuses across the country, some politicians spewing this nonsense, are responsible for creating the environment where this kind of thing happens. And so just super, super sad that this has happened. And you know, I mean, we need to make sure that we are, pointing out what encourages this kind of stuff. And I, you know, I'm a free speech guy, and I think that means you have to also protect hate speech. But encouraging violence and actually calling for this kind of thing, that's where the line should be drawn. All right, let's go to the phones. 888-589-8840 is the phone number. Sorry, I pushed it a little far. We don't have a lot of time for calls, but let's start with Scott in Mississippi today. Scott, you're up first, man. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, great program, and I got to hear them earlier this morning, and I am so pumped. June 9th is marked down solid on my calendar. My wife will go, and we'll be putting it on social media between now and then like you would not believe.
Excellent.
Guys, I know that since you're so laid back, I'm going to pump you up a little bit more. You've been getting a head start on this 250th, but I just remember July 5th of this year, we'll start our 250th year as a nation. So you really ain't getting much of a head start, and everybody needs to get pumped. This is big. This is hardball. This is the big league. This is not something to play with, because the other side has definitely been playing big league hardball with us for a long time, decades.
Amen.
And we need to push this thing right back where it belongs, in the God's hands, and move forward as a nation and glorify Him. Thank y'all very much.
Thanks, Scott. Great call, man. You're spot on, and that's the whole reason it needs to be not even just a year-long celebration. I've been counting this thing down for 2 years now leading up to it, and at this point it's 409 days and no time to rest, so don't even wait till just July 4th this year. What I'm asking everybody to do right now is start planning that on July 4th or sometime that week. You could do start on Monday that week, or maybe it's Saturday night the 5th or Sunday afternoon at the church. Everybody gets together with a potluck on July 6th, but figure out a time that you can start a Rebuilding Liberty course. It's just 4 weeks. It's less than an hour a week, and then you hang out for another hour just talking about how to apply it. But what I'm saying is prepare now, like literally right now, over the next week or two, start thinking about where you want to host a class, who you're going to invite, and be the person that is the instigator. You be the catalyst for a restoration of biblical values and constitutional principles. And you do that by simply inviting people over or setting things up at your church and invite people out to spend a couple hours together once a week for 4 weeks. The course is going to be called Rebuilding Liberty, and it's not out yet. It's going to launch that weekend, so you'll be one of the first ones. And we're shooting for 1,000 classes all over the nation that week. That'll start that week. A lot of them are going to start on July 4th, so it'll be part of your July 4th celebration this year. But if you're getting together on Saturday instead, because that's the 5th, that's fine. Or maybe Thursday night the 3rd, whatever you pick the time. But just get prepared to have people in your house. Maybe it's just another couple. Maybe it's just three or four or five of you. Maybe it's several hundred of you at your church, and we will provide the course. You'll be able to stream it right out of your coach dashboard when you sign up at patriotacademy.com to be a Constitution host or coach. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to be prepared for the, tough questions on the 14th Amendment and birthright citizenship or whatever, wherever it might go. You don't have to have the answers to any of that. You just get up in front and tell your friends, say, hey, I'm with you. We're just sojourners in this. We're fellow citizens studying to learn how to rebuild liberty in our country. You just do the power play. You turn on the power and you hit play. Let the videos be the experts. Let the teachers of, David Barton, Tim Barton, Kirk Cameron, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, myself, all these other people, let them be the experts that do the teaching. You just get the people together. You're the host. You're the coach that's bringing the team on the field, and then we'll do the actual teaching in the class. So the whole idea of starting now, not waiting until July 4th, 2026, is spot on. But I'm saying don't even wait till July 4th, 2025, or July 5th, I guess, the day after when the 250th year starts. I'm saying start right now in May, right here at the end of May. Start your plans. Next week, start getting, talking to people and getting them together. Go online right now, patriotacademy.com, and get signed up. Just click on Constitution Coach. Sign up for free as a coach. You won't see all the Rebuilding Liberty stuff yet. That's all being built right now, and that particular course will be available in just a few weeks. But you need to go ahead and get signed up so that you're getting the emails, you got the heads up, you can set your date, all of that good stuff. And let's be prepared to do this thing right. We've got time. I mean, this is why we're starting when we're starting. I feel like we're behind. I feel like, I wish I was telling you all this a year ago, but I think we've got time. I think the timing's perfect, actually, because people are paying attention, and just like we talked about earlier in the program, President Trump's bringing attention to this stuff. He's saying let's make it a year-long celebration, and he's going to talk about it next Monday, and we're working with the White House on this to plan a lot of this stuff and get prepared, and I'll just throw this out to you. I mean, we're looking to have 5,000 celebrations on July 4th, 2026. 5,000. You can be one of those 5,000 celebrations. There's 20,000 communities in America of 500 or more people. So we're looking to have 5,000 of those, just 25% of those, that have some sort of celebration. Now, it might be, 20 people in your backyard. It might be 2,000 people at your county courthouse. It might be 10,000 people in some arena, whatever. but 5,000 different celebrations across the country. And our Constitution coaches are going to lead a lot of that. You listening right now, you may be one of the ones to organize with other people in your community that celebration. But now is the time to start preparing for it, because I'm going to keep stressing this. You don't want just a pomp and circumstance celebration where we have fireworks and hot dogs and then it's over. So you got to prepare now. You got to till the ground. You got to plant the seeds. You got to water the seeds so that there's fruit on July 4th, 2026 that will last for a generation. You're growing this tree strong. You're planting now and watering and preparing now so that it lasts for generations. And that means it's got to be more than just a party, more than just fireworks, more than just music and parades. We have to have the education of why. You know, we're going to be waving the flag. We got to know why that flag is worthy of being waved. What is it that America really stands for? We got to teach people the Declaration of Independence. We got to talk about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We got to, just like Rolf was saying earlier, making that movie based on truth. Well, we made a nation based on truth. We built it on the foundation of truth, and that's been lost. We got to restore that. We built life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on the idea that it comes from the Creator, not government, not Congress, not your neighbor, and not yourself. That it comes from the Creator. We're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then how do we keep it? That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's how you keep it. Consent of the governed. You got to be giving or refusing consent on every issue, every opportunity that you have. And then you've got to be the one that's willing to alter or abolish government if it gets outside of its lane, if it becomes destructive of those ends, as Jefferson said in the Declaration. And it has become very destructive of those ends. At the local, the county, the state level, the federal level, every form of government in America has become destructive of those ends. So we're not going to abolish all government, but we're going to alter our government back to the foundational constitutional republic that it was intended to be. We're going to abolish parts of our government that were never given permission to exist in the first place from we the people. And so we're going to do this all just in time for the 250th, a blueprint for rebuilding liberty just in time for the 250th. I'm going to be talking about it every chance I get for the next 409 days. And we're going to give you ways to talk about it and give you the tools you need to be the catalyst for a restoration of biblical principles and constitutional principles in your community. You can be the one that is doing that. So go to patriotacademy.com today. Get signed up as a Constitution host or coach and be ready for the Rebuilding Liberty course that's going to launch July 4th. And just, what is that, 6 weeks away? Whew, time is getting close, man. It's going fast. It's going fast, folks. But that's good. That's good. People are waking up. They're ready. I mean, you listen to these phone calls. They're saying the same thing that we're saying. You got this movie, The American Miracle, as an opportunity to be a launch pad. So be ready for that, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Be ready to do the Rebuilding Liberty course. Book a trip to the Patriot Academy campus. Come spend a few days with us doing the Patriot Experience. Bring your church, bring your friends, bring your family. We will equip you, we will train you, we will inspire you, and you'll go back home ready to light it on fire for the next 409 days. We want not just brush fires of liberty all over the country. We want bonfires of liberty. We want this thing, unlike anything we've seen in our lifetime. That perfect storm I opened the program with, it's right in front of us, folks. And it can create a restoration of liberty that will last for generations if we seize the moment. But we have to step out right now. We have to be willing to step up, not just get inspired, not just feel good about it, not just listen to the program. You have to take action. You have to be the one to start that class locally. You have to be the one to go to your pastor and say, hey, let's do a Rebuilding Liberty class right here at our church. You have to talk to your neighbors and say, hey, let's have a big celebration right here in our neighborhood. Let's close off the street and do one of those old block parties, you know? Whatever works for you, man. We're not going to do this in a top-down way. We're going to come alongside you. We're going to give you the ammunition. You put it in whichever weapon you want and fire at whichever target you want. And, of course, I mean, like, you know, which method do you want to use for celebration? Which folks do you want to invite over to be a part of Rebuilding Liberty with you and your family? So many different ways. So you tailor this to what fits for you. How's God kind of wired you, and which contacts and friends and family has he put in your path to make this work for you for the next 409 days? But I'm begging you, action, action, action. Don't just listen. Be a part of it. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. You have been listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. little things can make a difference. A little note, a little smile, the small stone that David hurled at Goliath, and precious little babies. When you sponsor an ultrasound at preborn, your gift, no matter how small, makes a difference in a big way. Who will this little baby become? What giants will this baby slay? How about the mother who was spared from unspeakable sorrow because of you? You never know the difference you're going to make with a donation of just $28 to introduce a mother to her child through ultrasound. It doubles a baby's chance at life. All you have to do is take a few small minutes to make a life-saving donation. Preborn will take it from there as their network of clinics rescue 200 tiny babies every day and share God's love with mothers. Preborn has a 100% charity rating, so you can give with confidence. Get involved today by dialing #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.